Recently, we have supported Caroline Hewitt as she has run the virtual London Marathon. And you may well recall that the London Marathon this year, not run in London because of coronavirus, but run wherever people are. So Caroline ran here in Leeds, and people have run all over the country, recording their progress on an app. One person who did this was a runner called Jody, who lives in North Norfolk. Don't know if you've seen this story, but she set off to run and realized that where she was on the North Norfolk coast, the app wasn't working very well, the GPS was poor, and she kept losing signal. And she walked and she ran and she walked and she ran, but it wasn't picking up the full distance that she was going. She really wanted to record the full 26.2 miles because she was being sponsored. She wanted her digital certificate and medal and so on. And so she kept going and she kept going and she kept going. She set off at 4:45 a.m., assuming that she would be back in plenty of time for lunch. Eventually, she completed, as far as the app was concerned, 26.2 miles at 7 p.m. in the evening, was back at home, traced where she had actually been in reality, and realized that she had gone not 26.2 miles, but 49 miles. A double marathon by accident. That's tremendous commitment for you. And you might think that that's a bit too committed in this particular instance, but it was great that she was able to record the right time on her app, record the right distance. Nobody, I don't think, deserved her medal more than she did. Maybe there's a parable there of our times. With coronavirus, we feel that we've run a bit of a marathon, but there's still more to go. We thought that we'd finished, but the miles stretch out ahead of us. I think what God wants to do is encourage us and strengthen us today by the Holy Spirit, that He is with us as we continue on this long and in many ways very difficult journey. The reading that we've had today, Jacob probably felt himself that he was in the middle of a bit of a double marathon. Certainly he's on the run. If you read the story in context, he is actually fleeing for his life. And we can imagine him lonely and afraid and cold, arriving at this certain place and settling down to sleep. This story may not seem to have much to do with us, but I think it's powerfully relevant, and it's powerfully relevant when we think about our front lines. In fairly short order today, I just want to say four things, and really it's a principle, it's a couple of questions that we can ask ourselves, and it's a promise. The principle, first of all, is wherever you are, God is there. Jacob arrives at this certain place, and it really is described in a tough, uncompromising way. He has a stone for a pillow. What is going to happen here? Well, it's pretty miserable, it's pretty lonely, it's pretty dour. Nothing much is going to happen here. And surely God, we might think, is not in this place. But actually God is there with Jacob, and he reveals himself to him in this amazing dream. Wherever we are, God is there. Wherever we are, God can meet with us. Wherever we are, God can use us. And that's the big overarching principle here. You might think about your own context, and you may think that it's absolutely wonderful, your workplace, your family, your particular set of circumstances. Alternatively, it may be like it is for Jacob here. It's tough and uncompromising. But God is with you. Wherever we are, God is with us. Now on to the two questions. The first question is to ask, what is the certain place for you? In other words, where is your front line? I've mentioned place of work, and if you are in salaried employment, whatever that looks like for you right now, that is a key part of your front line. But it's also your family, the people that you live with, if you live with people, it's also your neighbours, wherever you touch people's lives. Ask yourself the question today, what is your certain place? Remember that there may be more than one, but what is your certain place? What is your front line? And remember the principle that attaches to the question, that God is there. Second question, and it's the third point, is what is God doing here? We see God in this account powerfully, powerfully at work. And as we go through the whole scriptures, Old Testament and New Testament, we see God at work in and through the lives of people in the most unlikely of places. Where is God at work on your front line? Where is God at work in your family, in your workplace, amongst your friends, your neighbors? Where is God at work? And how does he want to join with you? How does he want you to join with him in the work that he is doing? It's a question that is something we could do with asking ourselves much more often. What is God doing here, and how is he calling me to join with him in that work? Encourage you to pause in the week ahead, indeed to pause now. If you're not listening in real time, if you're not on the Facebook watch party, you might even want to put the pause button on right now and ask yourself the question, what is God doing on my front line? What is God doing in my certain place? God wants to use you. God wants to work through you. You have been saved to serve. You have been called for a purpose. Right where you are, in that place of difficulty, in that tough, uncompromising place where it doesn't seem that much is happening, God is at work and he wants to work through you. What is your certain place? What is God doing there? And finally, the amazing promise. Let's just remind ourselves of verse 15 of our reading. It's wonderful stuff. God says, I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go. Notice again how all-encompassing, all-inclusive that is, wherever you go. It is the promise of the presence and the power of God. As you hear those words, if you have been around Christian Things for a while, you may catch an echo of Matthew 28, the Great Commission, and the promise of Jesus to us as disciples, that as we engage in mission, he will be with us even to the end of the age. These words in Genesis 28 are fulfilled in Jesus, of course. The idea of Jacob's ladder, we see it picked up in John chapter 1, and Jesus refers it to himself. here in our reading, we have God above Jacob. But in Jesus, it's even more wonderful than that, for he is Emmanuel, God with us. He has come down to us and he is present with us. He is present with us right now by the power of the Holy Spirit. So we have a wonderful principle. Wherever we are, God is at work. We have two really important questions. What is your certain place and what is God doing there? And a supplementary, what does God want to do through you? And as you go on into the week, as you go into tough and gritty situations, we have the promise of the presence of God, even our Lord Jesus himself, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Wherever we go, wherever God sends us, there are no exceptions. It is overarching. It is all encompassing. It is inclusive. And so be encouraged in these coronavirus times. God is with you and he wants to use you in your certain place.